Well, good morning. What a wonderful day it is to be in the Lord, especially on a day that we call July the 4th, a day that we celebrate our freedoms in this country, our freedoms granted to us by God Almighty and preserved for us and with us in the Constitution. And we're so grateful to live in the United States of America. I've been thinking, though, a lot about some things, and you know, rather than tell you a story or whatever, there are so many wonderful stories about our country. I'm going to guide you to some place on this website that I think you'll find very interesting. I want to direct you to the website, the one right at the top of the page. And in big letters, it says Bethel United Methodist Church. And then up on the top, there's some pictures of them signing the Declaration and fireworks and Freedom for Worship series that you can find in the discipleship program. Happy 4th of July. But this is what I wanted to show you. Click on the Bethel United Methodist Church, anywhere on those big letters. And then it'll take you to another part of the website. I mentioned in church on Sunday that if you follow Phil's stuff on the website, I think you can get a college degree. The information he puts on there is awesome. Sixth Sunday after Pentecost, Independence Day, sources of information for today's online service, and then highlighted in blue, July 4th weekend. And it's barred a few modifications from the online service on July the 5th, 2020. So you can add this year with the articles in Wikipedia about Independence Hall, Liberty Bell, Betsy Ross. It just goes on and on and on. So we're so grateful for Phil to put all this information on here. And I hope and pray that you take time to look at it. You will truly, truly be blessed. It's an amazing thing that he is able to do to help us better understand our faith and even living in this country. So I hope and pray that you do that. And my other prayer is that you have a good 4th of July weekend, because this is the time that we can celebrate our freedoms. We have Memorial Day. Wonderful thing, Memorial Day. We remember all of those who had gave their life to keep this country free. And then in November, we have Veterans Day, where we honor all of our veterans who gave up their family and they gave up their businesses and went into the military to serve and to keep us free. We love our veterans. But this particular day, July the 4th, is a day that we can celebrate. Truly having hot dogs and hamburgers and family and friends. You know, we've been pent up for so long, not having fellowship meals at church and different things. This would be a good time to bring everybody together and celebrate the 4th of July. But we also like to celebrate birthdays. I don't know of any birthdays this week, but we like to celebrate them and we like to sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And anniversaries. Yeah, I got an anniversary coming up later in July. I think 35 years of sobriety, but I'll tell you more about that as it gets closer. But anniversaries are special. Could be that kind of anniversary of sobriety. Could be wedding anniversary. We just like celebrating anniversaries. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. And many more. And what announcement we like to have that we're getting closer to having our young people back in church. We had a family visit last week with two children, and she says they're coming back next week, so we're grateful for that. So it's time to minister not only to the youth that we have in our church, but all the young people. We thank you for that. So hope and pray you're doing well, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to the online service.